Hey, good morning, 8-11, Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
Yahoo.
It is 8-11. Don't forget, a little bit later on, folks, we're going to have your Extreme Wireless Prank Phone Call of the Week. It is getting you in the spirit of the 4th of July, so stay tuned for that. Right now, though, we got your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden,
your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie? To be honest, the WTF should have been people eating their steaks well done, for God's sake.
What the hell are people thinking?
Raving psychos. Good God. Let's see here.
Even the dead cow. Even the dead cow is like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, this is
cooking me way too long.
Yeah. Let's talk about this one. I like this one. 22-year-old guy in Bristol Bay, Burl, Alaska, named Dawson Porter, used a piece of lumber to break into a fire station on Saturday, and he stole a fire truck.
Damn. Dude, that's no joke, man.
You know how
expensive those things are?
Yeah. Even like the smaller ones. And not to mention, too, it's not like it's hopping into a Kia and taking off. A fire truck is massive.
You know?
No one was there, so he jumped in one of the trucks, crashed through the garage door. Why not open the garage door?
Yeah.
Moron. And then he drove off.
You're just adding to your bill.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing? Now, Bristol Bay Borough is in the middle of nowhere, about 300 miles from Anchorage. So at first, we thought maybe it was an emergency and he needed a ride. But no, after he sold the truck, he turned on the emergency lights and drove straight to a bar where cops showed up and arrested him. The crazy part is he's done this before. In 2017, he was arrested for stealing a vehicle from another fire station. That time it was a pickup truck. He's facing burglary, vehicle theft, criminal mischief. I love that one. Plus a charge for violating his release after DUI he got a few weeks back.
Yeah, his charges look like a CVS receipt, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a long list.
That is just a laundry list.
You think this is what happened? The guy jumped in, and he's probably at the bar trying to impress a girl. You know, somebody along the line said, oh, blah, blah, something about a fire truck. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go steal an effing fire truck and come back.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. And he did. He went and stole a fire truck and came back to the bar thinking he was going to get laid. So, you know what? It's your fault, ladies.
Yeah. Way to go, ladies. You got this guy arrested. Here's what's even funnier than, you know, some lady causing all of this. Someone who claims he's innocent started a GoFundMe page to bail him out, but no one's donated.
what's the reasoning?
It wasn't him.
It was the one-armed man. I'm pretty sure he's not innocent. Crashing through a door, one of those big glass doors, because, you know, they like to have those fire trucks on display. You know, it's a big old glass door.
Just find a hobby. What are you doing, man? Anyway, I guess there's not a whole lot to do in the middle of Alaska, in the middle of nowhere.
See, if he would have, like, saved a cat from a tree.
Yeah.
Then it's like,
might have worked.
You know?
Might have pulled it off, yeah.
He should have thrown a good deed in there, and maybe, just maybe.
Look, I saw this cat in the tree, and I just thought, well, what would a fireman do? So I went and got a fire truck, and I was a fireman.
There you go. There was nobody there.
Come on.
What else am I supposed to
do? I saved that cat that was frozen up in that tree in the middle of Alaska. Anyway, that's your WTF, moron.